Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
The World Happiness Report has found that Ireland ranks 14th in the world for the happiness of its people. Finland is top of the list for the sixth year in a row. So why are the Finnish so much happier than us and everyone else? Well, Dr. Eva Orsmond is on the line now. And as a Finnish native who's lived in Ireland for two decades, she will have some insights hopefully for us. And you're very welcome, Eva, to the programme this evening. Is that your experience, that Finnish people are happier than the Irish? And if so, why?
No, I don't know if the Finnish people are happier than the Irish. I actually think Irish people are very happy, and I'm basing it on the fact that I've lived there in Ireland for 22 years, so I definitely think that you guys are very happy. But the thing is, I think the reason Finland is ranking so high is because the Finnish society is very certain in a way. The certain aspect of uncertainty is taken away. So we know we have a very good social security. Schooling is free. There is no extra pressure on parents on that. We have a very good, you know, childcare. So all that type of, you know, elements of being afraid possibly to be homelessness or anything that would sort of put in jeopardy your existence or you know, being unwell, and you know that the government and the system is there to help you if there was an emergency. And I think that is what makes maybe people rank the happiness in those surveys that they're doing. But I'm not sure if I would call it maybe happiness. Would it be more like being content, being feeling
safe,
secure in their environment, safe, exactly.
Okay.
Finnish people are not as outgoing as Irish people, for example. They wouldn't come, you know, as easily to talk to you as Irish people do. And I'm talking this from my own experience, having been arriving in Ireland as an immigrant, and nobody knew me, and I didn't know anyone. And now many people know me, and they come very friendly to talk to me and approach me in a very easy manner. And maybe we don't have that in a Finnish society, and I really appreciate that in Ireland.
Can I ask you, Eva, about drinking alcohol? Because I read some time ago, forgive me if this is wrong, does Finland have a problem with drinking alcohol much as Ireland
do.
Does?
Yes, yeah, we do. I think the difference maybe is that, you know, we were talking about that once between friends, and we were saying, you know, in Finland, Finnish people go to the pub, you know, to get drunk, where in Ireland, people go to the pub to meet people and they get drunk in the process. So I think there is that difference. We are very, very shy, maybe very a bit of introvert type of people, generally speaking. And I apologize any Finnish listening to this if they feel offended, but that's my overall feeling. Now, I don't consider myself very Finnish. We are very straight talking. And obviously Finland has a possibility, and there's anybody who's born in Finland knows they have the same possibility to become a president or doctor or the system is
okay.
Exactly. And women, obviously, we have the highest number, I think, politicians, women, you know, so I think these are the elements that are making that ranking
sounds
of
great.
The happiest people.
You know, I mean, the picture that you're painting really does sound great. Like, you can understand why the Finnish would be happier, but is your experience that the Irish are actually happier as opposed to maybe feeling safer?
I just think that there is more that sort of everyday happiness, you know, with maybe because I'm coming from a Finnish society and I read this differently, and I enjoy it so much, the way Irish people are, so they start talking to each other's and you know, very easily the conversation. Like, for example, in Finland, you could be on the road on a road meeting nobody and just two people, they don't say hello to each other's, where in Ireland everybody would say, you know, hi. You know, it's this type of things, you know. Obviously it's a huge country, and we are sort of historically, we are used to living very solitary lives. You know, people used to have next door neighbor 20 kilometers distance. Now, obviously, things has changed over the years. But there is a quite a big cultural difference even though they say that Finnish and Irish are quite similar in many ways, because we have always been historically...
Well, you invaded us. You invaded us long ago, Eva.
Yeah, we
Because Sarah,
always had a bad neighbour, you know, you had a big England there, we had a big Russia.
Sarah, let's rile up Dr. Viking here, because I think we're happier because we eat an awful lot of chocolate buns and chocolate cakes and sweets.
Are you trying to get a reaction there now? You are trying to get a reaction.
No, I think that's really interesting though, because you're sort of talking about a joy of life as opposed to maybe a happiness or a safety.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really nice to hear that actually from somebody who's come from a very happy society by the sounds of it, or a very safe society as you've described it, to sort of... you know, have that experience of what it's like here. I'd be really interested to hear from listeners about this to 51551, because we've an awful habit here of playing ourselves down, don't we? But it's nice to hear that's your experience of it. Just very quickly, Eva, the 6 hours of daylight in winter, does that make a difference to the Finnish, do you think? That would make
I was actually going to ask you, what time of the year was this survey done? Because I think you get a different result if you do the survey in summer or you do it in winter, because the winters are harsh and, you know, the daylight is missing in some part of Finland for days. And then in the south of Finland, you have few hours, let's say from 10 to 2 o'clock. So it is harsh, the winter. Now, summers are
and we
fabulous,
think we have a bad... Eva, we'll have to wrap there, but thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Eva Orsman. Let us know what you think, 51551.